Every city in the Corn Belt that gets its water from surface supplies such as lakes and rivers has to deal with pesticide contamination. For the most part, the pesticide levels are below federal standards for safe drinking water. But water treatment plants have to test for the chemicals and other pollutants that wash in from farm fields. Some cities have had to build artificial wetlands or take other more expensive measures to help reduce pollution such as nitrogen, phosphorus, and pesticides. Craig Cummings is the water director for the city of Bloomington, Illinois.
Well, it is an expense that, we would rather not bear, obviously. We don't, particularly like to pass that on to our customers. But again, it's understood that we're not going to have crystal clear, pristine waters here in the Midwest. But that's not to say that we should stick our head in the sand and not work with the producers.
Part of that working relationship is a liaison with the farmers. Jim Rutherford has worked with farmers in the area on soil conservation issues for decades. He's showing me the artificial wetlands that the city of Bloomington is monitoring to see if it can help reduce some of the contaminants that end up in the city's water supply. The wetlands reduce nitrogen runoff and filter out some of the pesticides, such as atrazine, that otherwise would end up in Bloomington's lake. Rutherford says for a very long time, atrazine has been popular with corn farmers.
It's the cheapest, but it's also gives more problems as far as water quality is concerned.
That's because spring rains can wash the pesticides off the farm fields.
The atrazine was used back several years ago in high concentrated amounts. It's affected where if you get a flush of rain after this, after your atrazine's put on, it comes into the lake.
Because so many farmers use it, it's polluted some lakes to the point that they exceeded safe drinking water standards. One year during spring applications of atrazine, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration scientists found so much of the chemical had evaporated from Midwest farm fields that rain in some parts of the East Coast had atrazine levels that exceeded safe drinking water levels. But recently, atrazine levels have been going down a bit. It's not so much because of artificial wetlands or because farmers are concerned about pesticide pollution, although some of them have expressed concern. Atrazine has not been as much of a problem because more and more farmers are switching to genetically modified crops, such as Roundup-ready corn. The Monsanto seed corn is genetically altered so that the Monsanto pesticide, Roundup, can be applied to the fields and not hurt the crops. And Roundup doesn't cause the kind of water pollution that atrazine does. Mike Kelly is a farmer who's concerned about reducing stormwater runoff from fields.
A lot of the herbicides that we're using attack the plant, not the soil. And, for example, Roundup does not hang around in the soil. Now, I do still use atrazine. It does attach to soil particles, but there's where the advantage in no-till, the soil staying put in the field. As you said, we're not getting as much erosion, and so it stays put and breaks down the way it's supposed to.
Kelly uses a conservation tillage method that doesn't plow up the soil the way traditional methods do. That means less soil erosion, so pesticides aren't as likely to end up in waterways. And Kelly says low-till and no-till methods are beginning to get a hand from nature.
Definitely, conservation tillage and no-till is going to help keep herbicides in the field. Again, we do see increased infiltration through better soil structure and also through earthworms coming back, creating holes, about the size of a pencil, 3 to 4 feet deep in our soils. That is a nice avenue for water to infiltrate rather than running off.
And if more of the water percolates down into the soil, less of it's going to end up polluting water supplies, such as the city of Bloomington's lake. Water Director Craig Cummings says the city encourages voluntary efforts like Mike Kelly's. Cummings says the city economy depends on the farming community too much to point a finger accusing farmers of pollution.
We recognize that we're in the breadbasket of the world here, and we're going to see with the kind of agricultural practices that we have here in the United States, we're going to see some of these contaminants.
Cummings says it's not a matter of eliminating pesticide contamination at the source, the farm, but rather a matter of the city keeping pesticide levels low enough that the water is safe to drink. For the GLRC, this is Lester Graham.